Alvin drew his right arm out of his toga for the first time. An arm that ended not in a hand, but in a huge curved hook made out of the most brilliant gold. "I made this hook," he said casually, "out of a single cup of that treasure. It was the only thing I could carry through the Caliban Caves. But I want the rest of it. I need the rest of it. With a dragon army, I can get the treasure," continued Alvin. "The dragons can swim down and bring it up for me." "But you know what I need first, Hiccup?" Alvin drew the point of his hook right against Hiccup's chest. "I need the other half of that book of yours, How to Speak Dragonese. I need that book to command the dragons in my dragon army. Where is your half of the book, Hiccup? If you tell me, I will let you and your fish-legged friend live. Otherwise, I'm afraid I'm going to have to kill you both right now." "Tell me what you've done with Toothless first," said Hiccup.
"Oh, Toothless is very safe," grinned Alvin. "He's locked up in one of my dungeons."
Hiccup gave a sigh of relief. At least he wasn't dead.
"Give me that book now," commanded Alvin.
"If I give it to you, will you promise you won't kill us?" asked Hiccup.
"I promise," smiled Alvin.
Hiccup felt into his pocket and handed Alvin his damp and tattered half of How to Speak Dragonese. He knew Alvin would find it at some point anyway.
"Thank you," sneered Alvin.
He unscrewed the hook from the end of his arm and replaced it with his famous sword, the Stormblade.
"Uh-oh," said Hiccup.
The fat consul had finally polished off a large helping of roasted baby puffnadders in garlicky dream serpent sauce, and he started to take an interest in what was going on.
"Who have you got over there, Prefect?"
he drawled, wiping the cream from the third of his chins. Hiccup noticed that he wasn't looking too well. He was covered from head to toe in nasty red bites, and every now and then he reached out a fat arm to scratch his gigantic blubbery behind.
"This," said Alvin grimly, "is the heir to the Hairy Hooligans."
"The extraordinarily powerful warrior you were telling me about?"
asked the fat consul. He looked at Hiccup in astonishment.
"But he's so very, very small."
"Size isn't everything," replied Alvin the treacherous.
"What are you going to do with him then, Prefect?"
asked the fat consul.
"I'm going to kill him," said Alvin, giving the Stormblade a nasty swish.
"You promised you wouldn't," protested Hiccup.
"Tusk, tusk," tutted Alvin. "Haven't you learned by now that a treacherous never keeps his promise?"
"Hang on a second, my dear Prefect," drawled the fat consul. "It seems a waste to kill him now. Let him live until Saturn's Day Saturday. I would like to see this extraordinary warrior in action in the gladiatorial arena."
"That's not a good idea, Consul," said Alvin. "The boy may not look much, but I assure you I have seen him in action, and he could ruin all our plans. We must kill him now, while we have the chance."
"Who gives the orders round here?"
asked the fat consul. Alvin recollected himself just in time.
"I mean, you do, of course, Consul."
Alvin bowed fawningly at him. "But
no arguing, please, Prefect,"
ordered the consul.
"At least let me kill the one who looks like a haddock," pleaded Alvin the treacherous.
"Fishlegs is a berserk, you know, Consul," said Hiccup hurriedly. "I'm sure he put on a very exciting fighting display as a gladiator." You know the expression, going berserk? Well, berserks were Vikings who went crazy on the battlefield. Good men to have on your side. Not so good when they were on the other side, though.
"Really?"
exclaimed the fat consul.
"This is proving a very interesting morning. I've never met a berserk before. He should be most amusing at the games. The one with a face like a fish lives too, I'm afraid, Prefect."
"But, sir..."
The fat consul waved away Alvin's objections with one fat hand.
"Put the prisoners in the dungeon with the bog burglar hair,"